This university is a repository of information, and with any luck, you're going to soak it up, take in as much as you can. Places like this enable you to do fantastic things. This is an enormous opportunity from which you will benefit greatly. To be sure, this place empowers. And it's up to you how you use that power. You'll need to figure out how to incorporate your skills into work and living and how to share the endowments you have received. Specifically, as a person with ability and expertise, you'll need to make up your mind about how you're going to treat other people. How will you relate to them? Especially those who don't know what you do. Will you endeavor to teach? How will you steer the course of your work with others? These questions are ones bishops of the church must ask themselves before taking up their roles, for it is a bishop's responsibility to shepherd, teach, and lead. It's no small task. Those with power and influence shape lives. And it is the Bishop Nicholas, an example of leadership, the church remembers this evening. Tonight's readings from Scripture are common readings for saints' days. These are specific to bishops and other pastors. The selected passages describe and remind folk what good governance looks like, tying into a historical tradition of practice. In the book of the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel is told of the power of information and his responsibility to ensure people understand it. Leaders possess valuable data, news that could save lives. And if leaders don't at least try to share this information, God tells Ezekiel that God will hold the people in charge, those with power, responsible. The second reading from the first letter of Peter tells leaders how to conduct themselves. Don't climb ladders, the author says. But when you find yourself at the top of one, be tender. Show others the way with compassion and kindness. Refrain from thinking too highly of yourself. Be down to earth. The saint we commemorate this evening is said to have performed well as a leader and exhibited the admirable qualities celebrated in Scripture. We remember Nicholas for his exceptionality, his extraordinariness. It's good to have examples like this. But I can't help but wonder why this kind of leadership is considered a rarity. Shouldn't managers and tutors like this be the norm? Sadly, when people pursue knowledge, they can sometimes wind up being insolent. Environments like universities can foster condescension and snobbishness. In structures where only certain people hold information, there exists the potential for exploitation. Folk with an upper hand, who have intelligence or expertise, if they're not careful, lose touch with the outside world, lack patience for others, or hold on to knowledge like a secret. The problem is that many people in power act as if they don't have it. Indeed, the most dangerous people in the world don't realize their privilege. They're like bulls in china shops, unaware of how much damage their movements can cause. Our movements at this university have repercussions. The knowledge you and I have and will gain the longer we stay here is a gift. We must recognize that, and we must acknowledge that this gift comes with responsibility. It's the right time to talk about gifts. After all, December is the month of giving them. And we have, in part, today's saint to thank for this holiday tradition. So, on his day, and in his honor, let us consider the gifts, especially the ones we have received as a part of this university, and vow to share them generously.